Shai Ross joins us now from the Elks dressing room. The touchdown tonight, fourth of the season. Man, that's a tough one to let get away, but tell me your overall sense of how you played the Bombers tonight. I mean, it felt like almost 1,000% better than what we saw last week in Winnipeg.
Yeah, that was a tough one. I thought we came out hot, and, you know, we put up a good fight, and, you know, we're dealing with, you know, a lot of adversity with the quarterback change and just a lot of different things going on within the team. And so, you know, I think the guys came out hot, and we came out prepared and ready to play. And, you know, it was a dogfight out there, and unfortunately we came up short.
The quarterback change obviously was the biggest story of the week. Taylor Cornelius starting his third game in the last four, and he appeared last week in Winnipeg. What are you seeing out of Taylor leading into this game, and what do you see tonight to just give you the confidence that, you know, he's starting to really see some, like, you see enough growth in him that, yeah, you know, he's going to be a good quarterback?
Yeah, I mean, I'm definitely seeing a lot of improvement in Taylor, you know, from his first week playing till now. It's definitely a little more comfortable being in there with him now than it, you know, than it was a little bit towards the beginning of the season, and that's to be expected. You know, he's settling in, and I think he's responding to his situation well. I think he played well tonight, and, you know, it was just a team effort, and like I said, we just unfortunately fell short.
I guess the toughest thing is you got lots to build on tonight, but you don't have a big opening the rest of the season with just five games to go, so yeah, you're almost in a position where you got to run the table. So you come out with a good feeling, but you needed a win, right, more than anything else, it seems.
Yeah, I think we definitely were looking to get a win, but all we can do is, you know, take it as it is, control what we can control. You know, whether we're able to still make the playoffs or not, we're going to come back to practice with the same intensity and the same focus and the same mindset. So, you know, we'll come back after this bye week, and the guys will be well rested, hopefully healed up, and we'll get back to work.
Have a good break, Shai. Thanks for your time.
Thank you. Take care.
Hi, it's Shauna, and I might be a bad parent because my kids think french fries are vegetables.
Hey, it's Ryan, and I might be a bad parent because I went out for wings when my wife was in the hospital after giving birth.
Johnny here. I might be a bad parent because in my house, the tooth fairy gives pocket change.
But we're not alone. Len emailed us and said his six-year-old daughter's Tarzan moment going from love seat to lazy boy by curtains made him more proud than any dance recital.
And Andy left his two-year-old at the rink. All right, guys, I'm sure we're not alone, like Andy's kid.
For stories and confessions like this, make sure you check out our podcast.
It's called Bad Parents, and it's available wherever you get your podcasts.
I left a glove at the rink.